How do you share your expansiveness? How do you show up for yourself and for the world so that you feel that you are you? How do you know that you are you? What do you define as you? Where do you see your limitations? How can you answer with absolute certainty that who you are is you? Even though this may be laughable sometimes, truly you want to see. When do you stop creating and when does someone else create for you? How does this creation really work? There is mathematics behind it, isn't it? But that only if you get to see what mathematics is. It's all creation. We have different concepts of it. So then, why do we limit ourselves? When do we say, this is me, and I have decided that this is me? It's really laughable. Because that only means that we're holding on to it. So we are constantly creating ourselves and expanding ourselves every moment. It truly is just a matter of how much do you want to limit yourself in the moment? How limited do you feel in your being? On what level do you know that your being is limited? It's all a creation, and it's all in language, and it's all in the moment. And so when synchronicity kicks in, it's because we synchronize with each other, and at the very same moment, we have the same frequency, and here you are, synchronized. And so we are becoming bigger as we are allowing ourselves to communicate with each other on the ways that feel the most comfortable to us, because this is how we elevate ourselves. And so we elevate our frequency and we share it so that we multiply what we create. And through that multiplication is activation, what is happening. It is truly big, because the moment you step into this field, you become bigger. You have uncoded yourself. You have activated a DNA strand that is very unique to you. There is a very specific code that you hold that once activated, it is set in motion with others to activate, and here you are attracting yourself to yourself because the DNA is unique and it activates when it's being heard. There is a certain frequency. It's a high frequency, because for you to get here, it takes a lot of quantum. It takes a lot of energy. There is a specific moment in what they call time when we all create. And when you feel one with everything is a specific frequency that you hold and you encode yourself this way. Sharing it with others is exactly what amplifies it. Because when they activate, they bring it to their own. And so we are bettering this planet, this galaxy. We become more cosmic. We are elevating ourselves. And on a certain level, there is an aspect of me that still believes that this is all pure philosophy. And even so, who am I to judge? When it all happens at the same time, creation just is. It's all very watery. It's moldable. It's multidimensional, and it is deep, you see. Because when you go to the quantum level, when you go to the plasmic level, when you break it all down, when you see the code of the mathematics behind the architecture that is being built here, that is the moment in time when you realize who you are. And this is not because I say so. This is because you have approved, you have allowed yourself to come here. You said yes to this very moment. So when you approve yourself to fully be in the moment and be present to the power that you are, when you see that the victimizer, victim mode is not empowering, that is the present moment. When you realize that you are creating on such a high level, like you can truly create anything. And so moment by moment by moment, what are you creating? What do you want to see your heart create? How do you see your heart to be? How expanded do you want to show up in the world at every moment? It is very hard to be contained in the body. I have a phone call that I had to stop that I will go back to once this is complete. Now, of course, I'm being distracted because I had to say no to something that came in so that I can continue this transmission. You see, I was not able to completely have a clear space. Something showed up. And so this is pretty much how we show up. We show up in life to learn. It's a place in the playground. It's a place of learning. But we all agreed to it. And we do have distortions, and we have distorted views, and we have perceptions. And we have a lot that needs to be resolved. But when we agree that there is power in who we are, and we acknowledge the love in ourselves that we are, when we drop the limiting beliefs, whichever they may be, and you do observe yourself as who you are, so then you allow yourself to be you. How does that look like? Your quantum is important. Your gift is important. My gift is important. I'm still discovering it. I just allow myself to use my throat chakra more. So, it is a vessel of transmission. If I decide or limit it in any way, it would be stopped. It wants to be expressed, so I am allowing it to express itself through me at this very moment. There is power in who you are, and there is power in who I am. And when we allow ourselves to be who we are, when we fully embrace ourselves, you see, with no competition, because there is none, what competition do you see is a limiting belief that you have within yourself. You stop yourself somewhere. This is not my place. I don't have something to give. There's a frequency. Yours. Thank you.